Let's get into the study today as we continue to understand the apostolic government, a heaven to earth order. And as Christians, we are the model of heaven to earth manifestation, the kingdom of God in demonstration. That's who we are. And everything that we do demonstrates the power of the kingdom as we represent God, who is our creator and our father. So as we get into the word today, in chapter 5, we're going to pick up at chapter 5. We came out of a powerful teaching dealing with repentance and having the atmosphere of repentance in order to experience true forgiveness and how we walk in that that grace of forgiveness. So as we pick up in chapter 5, lesson 11, this also would be quiz 11. So let's get started here. We talk about freedom practice and developing a wealth mindset. Developing a wealth mindset. This is so vital that we understand that the holistic man that you are and I am, spirit, soul, and body, we have to be informed in order to have balance. In order to have balance. And balance is so necessary if we're going to live a victorious, fruitful, and full, mature life in God's kingdom, that we see God manifest in every area of our life. So that is why it's vital that we understand the culture of honor. We develop the development of the whole man has to be cultivated into truth and nothing but the truth of God's word. Jesus says, "The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life." Therefore, it is important that we understand the truth. We should know the truth, and the truth shall make us free. The author here from Bethel Church began to make a statement, Bill Johnson of Bethel Church, make this statement on chapter 5 as we look at the very beginning, and make a note of this because this is our meditation thought. Not our meditation scripture, but our meditation thought. This is what he says. I cannot afford to have one thought in my mind that is not in his. I cannot afford to have one thought in my mind that is not in his mind. That is a powerful, powerful thought in order to walk in and grasp the truth of God's word. Then God's word has to reign in you as supreme thought, as the supreme thought, because whatever is your supreme thought on any subject, that is what you're subject to follow and do. Listen to me again. Whatever is your supreme thought on any subject in your life, that is what you are subject to follow and do. The supreme thought. So Jesus says, I do what I see my Father do, and I say what I hear my Father speak. That is vital. When the Word of God lives big inside of you, you can live. John 15:7, that he said to us, my word abide in you and you abide in me. You can ask what you will and it shall be done. The word has to abide in you. The culture of Christianity, culture of the kingdom, is living by the word. Living by the word. And so therefore, we're feeding today on the word of God. So make that number one on your quiz list, that I cannot afford to have one thought in me that is not of his. That's not his thought. Powerful, powerful, powerful. As we go further, I want you to turn with me to page 120, where the author picks up here and he starts talking about the power of us. The power of us. He comes to this revelation by a training where he done with his son as he went through school period, and his son wanted to make certain decisions, certain shifts, because he wanted to change a certain school to go to a certain point. And the father had to make sure he get his son to understand the importance of every decision that he made. The importance of every decision that he made. And how important it is for you to realize that your decisions affect everybody around you. Your decisions affect the whole culture, your behavior, your actions, it reflects on the kingdom. It reflects on the kingdom of God, and it shows back to your relationship with God. How much you love God, how much you honor God, and how much you honor the brothers and sisters in the whole universe of Christianity. The kingdom of God, how you honor that with our behavior and our actions and our lifestyle. All of that speaks volume in the kingdom of God. So as we develop what is called a wealth mindset, it's important you understand that wealth is not money, possessing money or materialistic things only, but wealth is the mind being wealthy, your soul being wealthy, your heart being wealthy, your spirit being healthy, your body being healthy. All of that is developing the mindset of wealth. When the mind becomes the soul, the emotion, the will, the reasoning, the choice, the intellect, when those things become wealthy within, it creates wealthy without, or wealth without. That's key. Wealth begins with the wealthy mindset, not with a dollar. If a child is born in wealth and has not developed the mindset of the wealthy, he would become a waster of his wealth. He's no longer going to maintain wealth into the future because he's a waster of it, because his mind is not wealthy. That's why we talked about, an apostle mentions many times, of dealing with the soul, training the soul. Romans 12 talks about presenting our bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to him, which is our reasonable service. Proving whether that good, perfect, acceptable will of God. And also being transformed, not conformed, but transformed by the renewing of our minds. The mind has to be renewed. So many Christians in the kingdom are going to remain poor because their souls or their minds, our hearts, are not renewed. They're not renewed because they will not allow the word that Jesus speaks out of his mouth, that is spirit and life, to become their thoughts, their way of life. And that's why you're in the school, to get the thoughts and mind of God, thoughts and mind of the apostles, so you can fulfill the kingdom agenda right where you are, enabling your pastor, your apostles, your prophets, evangelists, and teachers to fulfill their mission because of the connection that you've connected with them in spirit and in mind. In spirit and in mind. Let's go on and look at some things. Talk about the power of us. He says here on page 120, he says, Levi knows that he carries tremendous responsibility in our relationship. It's the relationship. Remember that. The culture is about the relationship. The relationship is more important than the money. Remember, we just talked about how David valued the relationship over rules. The relationship he had with God above rules. Relationship is vital. And the wealthy always look to develop relationships. Not just handouts, but a relationship. And when you develop a relationship, connection with people, you are also wealthy because your relationships are wealthy. Got wealthy relationships. That's powerful. He says he knows that no one can do his part of us but him. He feels the weight of us whenever he is out in his freedom. He knows that he is free to do whatever is in his heart to do. His heart is his to manage. His heart is his to manage. We talked about that freedom we have. You know, that there's nobody policing you. You are a Christian. You have the Spirit of God, the nature of God on inside of you. Your pastor is not going to follow you to make sure that you're doing everything you're supposed to do to become your conscience. No, you have the responsibility as a believer in the culture to manage your heart. To manage your heart, and that whatever you do, reflect on the culture of Christianity or the kingdom of God. This is what he says. And because it is in his heart to protect his relationship with his mom and dad, he makes decisions with a consideration of how those decisions are going to affect us. So even as a member of the local church where you are part of, as a member of Ever Increasing Word Training Center, when you finish your course and your training, you still represent the integrity of the school of Apostle Thompson. And also as a member of your local church, you represent the integrity of that local church and your pastor, your overseer. And so therefore, however you behave outside of the church is a reflection of what you are representing and what you have learned within the church of your relationship with your man and woman of God. It's very important you understand the responsibility of managing your life in every area is vital to the relationship that you have with God and the authority that God has put in your life. So be responsible. Make good choices. Seek the face of God on everything you're going to do, from marriage to raising your kids to being single, dating, whatever that decision is. Make sure that you are in alignment with the kingdom culture, doing things God way and doing them right, because it reflects on God. It reflects on God. This is what it says. Number two, you can make this note. That is freedom training. He says, Paul put it like this to the Corinthians. All things are lawful for me, but not all things are profitable. That's number two. The scripture we're talking about out of 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 12, and also chapter 10, verse 23. Understanding that all things, you know, as a free martyr agent, saved, born again in the kingdom of God, I have to know, you know, this statement, not all things are lawful for me, but not all things are profitable. You see, that takes an effect of everything I'm doing. How I make my business deal, how I deal with business with people. You see, it's okay to be in business and make a profit, but not to rob people. To be so extreme that you're taking such advantage of people in your business decision. See, everything is lawful. It's lawful to do business, but everything is unprofitable. So you got to find out what are those things that are profitable, those things that are correct, those things that are honest, those things that are just, and walk in those things in every area of your life. I made a note here during the training that good ideas are not necessarily God ideas. Having the thought and mind of God is so vital, because I must please him. As I walk with men, I must please God. And when God is pleased, he calls the favor to rest on my life and those who I'm connected with, because I'm in alignment with him. Just simply putting that. Everything is lawful, but everything is not profitable. So look at every area of your life, those that you are single, dating. It's lawful to date someone because you're looking to find that mate for you. But just being frank, having sex with them without being married is not profitable. You see, it's in every area. It's in every area of my life. I got to make sure that I'm representing God properly, because it represents the kingdom. It represents the culture of believers. Let's go further. We're developing a wealth mindset. Developing a wealth mindset. That's number two. Number three, he says, freedom causes our personal responsibility to rise to the surface. Freedom causes our personal responsibility to rise to the surface. Meaning, I have to be accountable and walk in integrity and discretion with all of my affairs. Because it's not what people see me do, is what I do when people don't see me. That's integrity. That means I have an inward awareness of Romans 9:1 that my conscience bear me witness. I lie not in the Holy Ghost because my conscience bear me witness. You see? So you have to be at a point of understanding that no matter whether I'm here or in Hawaii on vacation or California, it doesn't matter where I am, that inward witness, that truth, that righteousness, that integrity goes with me everywhere I go. It goes with you everywhere you go. So my actions has to be wealthy. It has to be in alignment because of my spirit alignment, because of my soul alignment. It's the inward development and the inward practicing of doing things right God's way that keeps me no matter where I am. That's important. That is important. So as you develop the practice of responsibility, accountability, walking in integrity, training yourself to handle money properly, handle relationships properly, all of these are the keys of developing the soul to stay in alignment with the spirit so that you can have the wealth materialistically drawn into your environment. The Bible says a fool and his money will soon depart. You see, the fool is in his mind. He's undeveloped. He can get money, but he can't extend it. He can't make it last. It leaves his hand soon because why? He has no knowledge or how to manage his affairs when it comes down to wealth. So knowledge that you practice is powerful. Not only that you know, but you practice is powerful. That's number three. This is what he says again. Freedom causes our personal responsibility to rise to the surface we either rise with it or we lose our freedom. Either rise with the responsibility, being accountable, walking in integrity, in discretion, in all your affairs, or you lose your place in this freedom. You become now a slave to the system. You know, the Bible talks about that the rich will rule over the poor. The rich will rule over the poor. It talks about that. And you have to become rich in knowledge, in revelation, in truth, in integrity, so that you can also rule in the material affairs of your life and stay on top. And stay on top. On top. You know, the borrower, it becomes a debtor or a slave to the lender. The borrower becomes a slave to the lender. So therefore, you're without this knowledge, without understanding, you become a slave to the system. A slave to the system. And that's not what God has ordained for you or I to live. By coming to the kingdom, men and women get this revelation, get this knowledge. They become debt free, owe no man nothing, but walk in the love of God. But walk in the love of God and prosper, be in health, even as their soul prosper, according to 3 John 2. This is powerful. Number four, he says, the only way to cultivate freedom is through experiencing and learning how to handle an increased number of options. This is very important. You will have to develop your muscles to understand accountability or either stewardship. That's the word we use, stewardship. And over there in Matthew 24 and 25, it talks about the stewardship. You will need to be responsible. You got to come to the place where Paul says, when I was a child, and that's in over in 1 Corinthians chapter 12 and chapter 13, Paul says, when I was a child, I thought as a child. I act as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things. There's a place in you that has to mature when it comes down to managing your life. managing your life. Even a teenager at a certain age must shift, because now he's 19, he's 20, he's 21, he's 22. Now he's getting up into an age realm that he must take responsibility for himself. Himself. That's a responsibility place. You got to put away those toilet things, those toys, and those immature thoughts, immature practices, irresponsible practices, wasteful in your time, wasteful in your finances. You see, when you should be reading, when you should be studying, when you should be trying to develop knowledge about something, you're wasting time doing other things that's not developing you, but just trying to be a friend with someone, spend time with someone instead of developing yourself. This is what the wealthy and those who lead do. They practice habits that causes development in the thought life, the mind, the soul, the will, the emotions. They feed themselves the truth, a knowledge of something that empowers them. Knowledge is empowering. So number four is, the only way to cultivate freedom, the only way to cultivate freedom is through experiencing and learning how to handle an increased number of options. Options. You know, you got to be able to make choices and choose righteous choices. Therefore, wisdom, knowledge, and understanding is what God asks you. He says that wisdom is the principal thing, but in all you're getting, get an understanding. He said through wisdom and knowledge and understanding is a house built. So you got to acquire and embrace wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. So many of our people today always say, and those of your parents can adjust to this, as your kids grow up, they always feel that they know already. They know about life. They know about life choices, life decision making. You know, and they're only 14, having no experience, have never been there, but they already know. You see, it's one thing to know what someone said in what you read in a book, and then actually go through it and do it and partake and feel the heat, feel the fire of making choices and decisions. You see, that becomes the difference. So when you learn to experience the multiple options that God gives us and being able to choose the way that God chooses and the way God wants you to go, then you become wise, because you learn how to yield, you learn how to seek the face of God and ask the counsel of the men and women of God around you so that you may walk in that way. That you may walk in that way. It doesn't matter how old you are. Your spiritual fathers in the earth that God has given your apostles and your prophets, they are your pastors. They are there to help you make choices when you get stuck and you're not sure about what you're going to do. You can always ask them to pray for you, ask their insight, their wisdom, so they can lead you in the right direction so you can make that right choice, the God choice that causes you to prosper, that causes you to prosper. That was number four. So make note of these things. We're going to have a number of these today. This is what it says. Managing increase options is how we expand our lives into ever-increasing abundance. Wow. Wow. Listen, managing increasing options is how we expand our lives into ever-increasing abundance. See, you're not going to be able to go into the realm of abundance. And I know we're talking about John 10:10 is what we're talking here about abundance and how God wants to bless you. The Bible says the blessing of the Lord make it rich and added no sorrow to it. With understand, in order for God to entrust us with this abundance, we have to be responsible. We have to be mature enough to be accountable to what God is saying so that we can handle great sums of wealth. Great sons for the kingdom, not for us, for the kingdom. You see, God wants to elevate you, and many of you want elevation, and you should desire elevation, but you got to understand responsibility and accountability comes along with the elevation. You have to be accountable. You have to be accountable. I love this. Number five, I love it. He says, managing increasing options. Your life is to be ever increasing, ever expanding. New horizons, new journey in the things of God. Never a journey that's dull or ending, but it's still exciting, it's still motivating. There's a new horizon that you got to go across. That's the next hill you got to cross over, because you're seeking for God's best fulfillment in every area of your life. Not only how you can be blessed, but how you can bless others. How you can manage wealth for the kingdom of God. It's ever increasing, ever expanding. I love it. That's number five. Let's go on. He says, Jesus said that the thief is the one that came to steal, kill, and destroy. It's the devil who presents us with limitation. Right? Make a note of that. It's the devil, number six, it's the devil who presents us with limitations. Wow. And removes our options and make us afraid to live free lives. It's the enemy, Satan, that comes to bring us into the realm of limitations. Where we feel inadequate, we feel that we have a struggle with life, we feel that nothing ever works out for me. Why it takes so long, why I'm constantly going through these same cycles in life over and over again, because the enemy has come to present you and bring you to a realm of limitations that is not your Father's desire or His will for your life. How do I break out? Go back to number 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5, and 6. And then 5, and you begin to learn how to break out. You have to develop your spirit. You have to develop your soul. You develop your soul, that is. Your mind, your will, your emotion, your heart, your feelings, your intellect. You got to develop it by spending time eating, grafting hold to the Word of God and the will of God, and let that become rich on the inside of you, that you now become rich in mind and intelligence. Then all of these things begin to be added to you. It's also talking about Matthew 6:33, where God says, seek ye first the kingdom of heaven, and all these things shall be added unto you. You see, it's the kingdom seeking. When you seek the kingdom of God, God's way of doing things and doing it right, then God said all these other things will be added to you. But it's so easy to walk in resistance and when the devil present other options to you that's not God and present limitation to you, that you go to the path of least resistance. I don't feel like studying. I don't feel like reading. I don't feel like researching. I don't feel like listening to a man talk to me. Let go to church and listen to a man talk 45 minutes to an hour preaching at me. I don't feel like doing all of those things. But what happened is you're now in the realm of being undeveloped, untrained in your thoughts and your emotions. Now you're putting yourself into a place where you're now become vulnerable to any thoughts, any negative thoughts, any negative suggestions that comes from the enemy. And now you're going to walk in a realm of defeat and lack because of it. Because of it. See, God wants you to have the abundant life. He wants you to walk in a realm of more than enough. But it comes with development. The prophet Hosea said that my people are destroyed because of a lack of knowledge. And because the priests have rejected knowledge, you know, because the priests have rejected knowledge, the people are being destroyed. He said, so I reject you. When you reject truth, then God has to reject you. He cannot allow such heavenly abundant, unlimited potential, unlimited wealth, unlimited resources be given to a fool. That makes him unwise. That makes him not being God and a loving Father. You see, this is why you must develop. This is why you must fill your spirit and your heart and your mind with the truth. Spend time in truth. Spend time at the feet of your apostle, of your prophet, of your evangelist, your pastor, your teacher. Spend time gleaming in the word to develop a strong mind in will and emotions. I'm not fooled by my feelings. See, my feelings are get flaky sometimes. It's truth that established my feelings, not my feelings that established my truth. You have to understand. When you know the truth, you're not moved by every wind and doctrine that comes along, because you are established in truth. The culture of honor, the kingdom of God, is the kingdom of truth. The Bible said God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. The kingdom is about truth. Regardless how you feel, it's about truth. And once you learn truth, you get the right feeling. You live in the right feeling. You have the right thoughts and the right feelings about everything. They are just and they are righteous. Let's read it again. He says, it's the devil who presents us with limitations, who removes our options and make us afraid to live free lives. Enemy loves to put us in bondage. Amen. He would love to put you in a place where you're stuck, where you don't know no way out. You see, he wants you in that place where you don't have no options. You got to live on welfare the rest of your life. You're going to be sick the rest of your life. You see, he don't want you to have options. And he wants you to live in that pity party of that sad life until you die, so you will not have the opportunity to live the God kind of life. The God kind of life. John 10:10. I come that you may have life and have it more abundant. That's what he also said. But Jesus, he said, Jesus came that we may have life and have it more abundant. Jesus has it in his heart to offer us a life of unlimited options. Number 7. He has it in his heart. Jesus has it in his heart to offer us unlimited options. Man, that is awesome. That is awesome. Apostle, well, I heard him teach once, he says, he's not, it's if or are, you know, this or that. You know, he said, no, it's this, that, and the other. You see, I can have all of them. I can have all these shirts the same color, all these shoes the same color, all these dresses or skirts the same color, wherever you are. He says, you got to come to the place of the unlimited. The abundant lifestyle that's in the kingdom of God, it develops not in the hand with money. It develops in the heart. It develops in the heart. When the heart is developed, the hands are going to be strong. They're going to be strong to obtain and uphold all that God says you can obtain and hold. That is powerful revelation knowledge. Those of you who are listening, those of you who are being trained by apostles, these wonderful teachers, instructors that we have, listen, continue to glean. Don't miss a class. Don't miss a opportunity to set and even go over and listen to it. Not just by making a grade, passing the quiz or passing the exam. It's by developing your mind. Developing your mind to think kingdom, to think opulence, to think abundance, to think no limits. It's developing. And once you come into the maturity, there are no limits of what God can use you to do and do through you. This is powerful. So stick with it. Let's stay focused. Number 8, he says, abundance, freedom, and choices are all ways to describe a condition of the soul that we must master if we want a revival culture. That is awesome. That is awesome. Abundance, freedom, and choices are all ways to describe a condition of the soul that we must master if we want a revival culture. You have to master it. Ever learning. I always say to students, school is never out. You never stop learning. There's more to know. There's more to know. In the searching of God's wisdom, there's no end. There's no end. And God wants you to know him. He wants you to know him in intimacy. that he may reveal to you the secrets, the keys, of how to turn the key to the kingdom, to open up doors for favor, advantages, opportunities, for generational harvests that have no end. Generational harvests that have no end. That you, your children, and your grandkids and great-grandkids would never have another broke day in their life. That's what God wants for you. Not only to be healthy. When we talk about health, we have to learn those aspects. See, again, we're talking about holistic, the spirit, soul, and the body. We have to obtain knowledge by developing our souls about all realms of our life in order to be complete. In order to be complete. You can't enjoy life from a wheelchair or being bedridden. No matter how much money you have, you can't enjoy life being in that position. You see, it's like me eating the food and you saying it tastes good. You can't enjoy the food because you can't taste it or you can't eat it. See, only the person who's in the activity, actually doing it, can enjoy the experience of how it feels. The challenge, the rush, the thrill of doing whatever he's doing. God wants you to be in the game of life and winning so you can enjoy what it feels like to be victorious. What it feels like to live and live victorious. Never having a want or desire materialistically in your life because God has abundantly supplied. God has abundantly supplied above and beyond. Why? Because you have developed yourself. It's not all up to God. Apostle teaches one of his favorite scriptures in Joshua chapter 1, verse 8 and verse 9, where God tells us, let not the book of this law depart from our mouth, but meditate in it day and night. You see, that we may have, that you may have good success. You see, good success. God wants you to have good success. But it comes with you meditating day and night, spending time in the Word of God, in time with truth, in time learning what it takes to make this temple continue to function at maximum. Feeding your spirit that I may have intimacy with God so I can be quickened at any moment, stirred, made alive at any moment to know what to do, when to do, how to do, what moves to make. Strategically, God speaking to me by the Holy Spirit, making me alive and leading me down that path to make the right choices and decisions about everything in my life. Having a strong soul so in my mind, my will, my emotion that I'm not shaken or moved by the events of life. But I'm established because I have this truth. Because I know the will of God. And I know how money works. And I know how my body works. I know how to be a good husband. I know how to be a good wife. I know how to raise my kids. I know how to manage my business affair and get along with people. Developing yourself. I know how to keep myself in check, so I let nothing get in my heart, no matter what men do. It's learning how to do it. Setting, spending time eating truth in the Word. This is how we do it. This is how we do it. I'm telling you, I'm excited because of what God is doing and how you need to be moving in this season, in this hour. I keep watching my phone because, in fact, I want to make sure I'm in time with Apostle. See, I have responsibility and accountability to the leader who allowed me this position to be in front of you. There are certain guidelines that have been set as order that you have to follow, and you must not violate those orders because when you're in the vision that's in another man's house, then you become a royal subject, a guest in his house. And therefore, you must follow the rules and regulations. So I thank you for your time. My time is up. So I'm going to see you this time on lesson number 12, quiz number 12. See you then.